Let's head to Castlemaine as we speak now and have a chat to the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, that being Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
So, first of all, we're not going to talk footy, I take it, today?
No, we'll just move on from that thing.
Hey, Robbo, but for the sake of a little bloke with a sky blue top on and a whistle, I tell you, Geelong would be 0-2 as well, I'd say. So.
Yeah, that's right. Mind you, I reckon there was a few calls in our game too that were pretty interesting, but not quite as significant as that one at Geelong, for sure.
All righty. Well, let's get down to the serious business of local government and governance. So, join the new Community Waste Reference Group. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Thanks, Robert. Yeah, we are inviting people in the Shire who are interested in waste management to get involved in this reference group. So the group's going to be looking at or giving us input and advice on future plans to manage waste and recycling in the Shire. And there's plenty going on at a policy level at the state and federal government levels to do with commingled recycling, glass, food organics and garden organics and how they're collected and processed. So there's that really significant work to think through and help us understand what's the best way to manage that in our Shire. We've also got a really significant project potentially of developing a resource recovery centre at the Castlemaine Waste Facility. So that facility is our main landfill, or used to be our main landfill, and we now truck everything out of that landfill because it is full. So we have to work out what's the future facility that we need at that site. We want this group to help us do that as well. So we'd really love to hear from a broad range of people in the community with lots of different skills that they can bring to that group's thinking. We've got, we've got 8 vacancies for community members on the group. We'll have at least one councillor, and then there'll be council officers, of course, supporting the discussions of the group. We're asking anybody who wants to get involved in that to serve a minimum of 1 year, and the meetings at this stage are planned to be held bi-monthly and on Monday. So about 6 meetings over that year is what we're expecting people to have to get involved in. If you have a look on our website, you can find out more about what's involved, and we've got an expression of interest form on there as well, Robert, and a draft terms of reference as well to explain in a little more detail what we're looking for. So those expressions of interest are open till 5 p.m. on Monday, the 26th of April, Robert.
Hey, Kendall's got a glint in his eye. Oh. I reckon he might. He might be up for that.
Oh, I love getting the recycling right. Oh, I love it. Getting it right. So important, you know, it costs a fortune if you mismingle. You've got to get it right.
Yeah.
And I'd be a good advocate for that, Darren, so I might be signing up for that. Anyway, enough about me. Let's have a look at the future of Norwood Hill Recreation Reserve.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. So this is a project, we've been working on this one with the community for a little while now. It was last year that Parks and Recreation team started working with the community on a plan to guide the improvements that we could make at the Norwood Hill Recreation Reserve. That's up in McLeish Street in Castlemaine for those in the area. The residents gave us a lot of great ideas during the very first phase of consultation about what we could do to improve it. We incorporated those into a plan and then got some more feedback from the community on that. So we've now got a master plan for the site, and we'd really love people to have a look at that, see what's coming, and some of the things that you will notice on there. We've got accessible paths throughout the site. We've got an increase in gardens and trees, which is really a strong theme that came back to us. Lots more seating and picnic areas. We've got signs that pick up on what the local Indigenous cultural heritage is in the area. And the other one that we're hoping young people might be pretty excited about is that we've got a parkour course for teenagers, and we've got a hit-up wall and a netball and basketball hoops section as well, all using part of the old tennis court area. So there's lots in there for everyone, we think. It's been a terrific process with the community, and we really thank everybody who made the effort to help us get that one right. Yep. So we are aiming to start construction on the first stage of the upgrades in the middle of this year. We've got some money already in our capital works budget for it, and we've got a bit more money out of the state government for elements of that as well. So there's 3 more stages after that one, Steve, and we'll, of course, be working hard with the state government and the federal government to get some more money to get that project happening as quickly as we can. But in the meantime, if people want to have a look at the landscape master plan, it is on our website, and you can see that under the capital works section.
And finally, of course, Easter only days away, and obviously that will reflect in some changes to council services.
Yeah, a little bit, Robbo. We just remind people that the council offices do close for the Easter long weekend. So 5 p.m. on Thursday, this Thursday, they will close and will be reopened again on 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, 6th of April. Same story as weekends, though. If there's an emergency about to do with roads and drains or maternal and child health services or there's stock or animal control concerns, you can call us on 5471 1700 and you just follow the prompts through our phone system and that will get you to the people that need to know about what's going on for you and they can come out and help. So bins is a bit of a change. As always, over the Easter time, there will be no curbside waste or recycling collection on Good Friday, so Friday the 2nd. The bins will instead be collected the following day on Saturday the 3rd of April and then we'll be back to as usual on Easter Monday, the 5th of April.
Okay, so normal services will be resurrected on Monday.
Nicely done, Robbo.
Thank you very much. Hey, listen, have a great Easter, Darren. And, well, you won't talk to me because I'm off next week, but you'll talk to the lads next week. And as always, thanks and safe Easter to you and yours.
Thank you, Robbo. You have a great Easter too. And just next week you're off, Robbo. Is that your proposition?
Yeah, just next week. Yeah, just the one week. Right. Yeah,
the flags are out already. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Darren. See you, mate.
Thank you, mate.
All the best. Darren Fuzzard, CEO of Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.